الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الانعام اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا معشر الجن والانس الم ياتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم اياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا شهدنا على انفسنا وغرتهم الحياه الدنيا وشهدوا على انفسهم انهم كانوا كافرين ذلك ان لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم واهلها غافلون ولكل درجات مما عملوا وما ربك بغافل عما يعملون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are beginning with a very important ayah of the Quran regarding its basic philosophy. Ya ma'ashar al-jinn wal-ins, O assembly of the jinnis and the humans, alam yatikum rusulun minkum, didn't come to you our messengers from amongst yourselves, يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي relating to you our ayat, our revelations وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا and warning you about the meeting of this day of yours قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا they will say yes we testify against our own selves وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا And they had been deceived by the life of the world. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Again. And they will be the witnesses against their own selves. أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ That they had been unbelievers. Now why this bracketing of jinnis and humans in this ayah? In the Quran, there are only a very few ayat. In these two creatures, they are grouped together and addressed together. Although we find in Surah Al-Rahman that about 33 times it is repeated. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Here again, repeatedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the question from the jinnis as well as the humans. But addressing them together positively, asking them something to do, it's very seldom in the Quran. Mostly Quran addresses human beings. Now what is common here between the jinns and the humans that they are bracketed here together? Let it be known that of all the creators of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are only three creations who have self-consciousness. Although the innumerable forms of life on this planet, whether they are on the land or in the sea, they have consciousness. Animals have consciousness. But the self-consciousness, consciousness of your own ego, which we denote, I am. This self-consciousness is shared only by three creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, the jinns, and the humans. Out of these three, the angels are a part and parcel of the unseen. Therefore, there is no question of any testing or trial. They see the heavens with their eyes. They see the hell. So there's no question of any testing or trial. Now these two, jinns and the humans, they are tried here in their life, whether they believe in the unseen or not. This is the basic test. That is why you find in the Quran, in the absolute beginning, وَبَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. This is the first examination to which both of these have been put. They have to believe in Allah, although they can't see it. They have to believe in paradise and hell, although they can't see it. They have to believe in angels, although they can't see them. So all this unseen world, to believe in them, through their intellect, through their understanding, through their heart, that is the first test. And let me quote here a saying of Confucius, a very big Chinese saint and sage, one of the biggest sages and saints of the human history. A very beautiful sentence of his is, there is nothing more real than what cannot be seen, and there is nothing more certain than what cannot be heard. The realities, real realities, they lie beyond our senses and our perceptions. So this is the first step towards philosophy, wisdom. And this is the first step towards guidance. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. But they were engrossed, they were lost in this worldly life. The pleasures, comforts, amenities of this world, they deluded them. They keep them involved in them all the time, never having the time to think about the creation. Who created me? Who am I? Where from I have come? Where I am heading towards? What is the end? Is this the only life from birth till death? Or something beyond it? Zalika. Now what is this Zalika? Why these messengers had been sent? Zalika. Zalika lam yakun rabbuka muhlikal qura. This is because your Lord was not going to destroy the townships and cities that He destroyed. They zulmin. Wrongfully. Wa ahluha afilun. And the people, in a state when the people were not warned already, warned before. Allah destroyed the nation, but after warning, He sent the messenger. He sent Noah. And He kept on warning His people for more than 900 years. 950 years, as it is given in Surah Al-Ankabut. He kept on warning. But even then, the people didn't heed to Him, pay any heed to Him. But they were doomed. So they were warned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust that He would have destroyed them without warning. وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلٌ. And for everyone are the ranks. All of you are ranks. Based upon وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلٌ. Your deeds, your actions. Not your amani. Not your wishful thinking. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. You have to prove your words through your deeds and actions. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. And your Lord is not unaware of what they are doing. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. And your Lord is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need your service. If you serve Him, if you obey Him, well, the benefit is for your own self. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't stand in need of anything. But Abu Qalwani is Ur Rahma, and He is the Lord of mercy. In Yasha Yudhikum. If He so likes, He can make you perish, all of you. O humans and jinns, He can make you perish. Do away with you. وَيَتَّخْلِفْ مِنْ بَعْدِكُمْ. And then He can bring a successor for you, مَا يَشَاءَ, whatever He will like. كَمَا أَنْشَاكُمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. As He has raised you from the progeny of a people, other people, who have perished, who had gone. The people of Hud, the people of Ad, they actually were the remnants of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. From there, they sprang into, and they flourished into a very big nation. In the same way, Thamud, they were a people, a nation, who started from remnants, a few mu'mineen believers, who were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the whole of the people of Hud, the nation of Ad, was destroyed. So, generation after generation, and nation after nation, but there is a possibility in this verse, in this ayah. People who believe that the theory of evolution is compatible with Quran, I don't want to go into this controversy, whether it is correct or wrong, but I want to point out, there have been people and there are people who think that the evolution theory, not the theory of Darwin, evolution is something else, Darwinian theory of evolution, evolution is something else. But essentially evolution is compatible with the teachings of the Quran. Here this ayah can mean, كَمَا أَنْشَاكُمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ, as He has created you, raised you from another species. A species of animals, from that springs another species. From that another species. And so many species we know have perished. Where are those dinosaurs? Gone. Such big animals. Such giant animals. Gone. You find their skeletons. That means they were there. But they have gone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been producing species from other species. And then the former species, they just vanished. They were destroyed. So it can happen again, the fire says. We can make you perish and bring another creation in your place. إِنَّمَا تُوَعَدُونَ لَآتٍ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Certainly what you are being promised is to come. It will come. Don't have any doubt. Don't harbor any doubt in your mind. It will come. فَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And you won't be able to defeat Allah, to frustrate Allah, to escape from His grip. You won't be able to escape. قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ. Now this is a challenge from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I told you these surahs, Surah Al-An'am as well as Surah Al-A'raf, they were revealed just before Hijrah. You know, the conflict between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba al-Kiram on the one side and the pagans and the idolaters of Makkah on the other side, that had reached its length. So at this stage, the Prophet has been asked to throw an open challenge. قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, O my nation, do whatever you can do. Try the hardest that you can. Try your utmost to stop me and my dawah and my call. Inni amil. I'll also try my best. فَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. Very soon you will come to know. For whom will be the good end of the eternal abode? إِنَّهُ لَا إِنَّهُ ظَالِمُونَ. Certainly, the evil doers are not going to be successful. This is a challenging tone. إِعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَى مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا. Now there are coming 3-4 things. These were their superstitions. They had a sharia of their own, concocted, formed. And they said that this has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our forefathers. Our forefathers have been doing it, so it is coming from Allah. But a few things regarding their own sharia. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَى مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا. And they fit for Allah also a part of their charity from amongst the crop as well as the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. They believed in Allah, I told you. They were Muslims. They believed in Allah and along with Allah, smaller gods. جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَى مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا. So they had some part of the charity reserved for Allah. فَقَالُوا هَذَا لِلَّهِ بِزْرَعْمِهِمْ. And they said, according to their own belief, this is for Allah. This we keep for Allah. وَهَذَا لِشْرَكَائِنَا. And this is for our associate boss. We have to please them also. If they get angry from us, they will be doomed. Now the most, you know, interesting thing is, فَمَا قَالَ لِشَرَقَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَسَلُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. What they reserve for their associate boss, it cannot go towards Allah. It cannot join, it cannot be added to the portion that they have reserved for Allah. وَمَا قَالَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ يَسَلُوا إِلَى شُرَقَائِهِمْ. What they have reserved for Allah, it is added to the portion of the associates. سَامَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Very bad and evil what they are doing. Now what was the reason? Always the thought that Allah is bigger, highest, and these goddesses, gods and goddesses which we are worshipping, they are smaller ones. But you fear the smaller ones more. Because if you take the case of a villager, for example, he knows that there is a head of the state also. But he has never to deal with him. He is dealing with the patwari. The lowest revenue officers or officials, he has to deal with them. They can remit their revenues and etc. and etc. So actually they have to fear them, not the head of the state. There is the head of the state, no doubt they know. But actually they fear more the lowest officials. In the same way, although they believed in Allah, but actually they wanted more to please these lower gods. Smaller gods. So the portion reserved for their associate gods couldn't go to the portion of Allah, but the portion fixed for Allah could be mixed with that. Second, وَكَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ. In the same manner, some of their associate gods have made it very beautiful for them to kill their offspring. They presented their offspring also as a gift to their gods and goddesses. Just as they are giving some gift to their gods and goddesses from the crops, from the animals. In the same way, killing their offspring, sons, to please some god or goddess. لَيُرْدُوهُمْ. These associate gods, they are killing their offspring for them so that they make them perish. Destroy them. وَلَيَرْدِسُوا عَلَيْهِمْ دِينَهُمْ. And they have made them confused about their religion. What they are doing? وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. And had Allah decreed, they could not have done so. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the option, freedom of choice. You have been given this life as a testing period. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. So just ignore them. Just leave them alone. And what they are forging. All these are forged ideas. There's no documentary proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them these instructions. وَقَالُوا هَذِي third. This is the third superstition. وَقَالُوا هَذِي أَنْعَامٌ وَحَرْثٌ حِجْرٌ. And they fix some of their animals, cattle, and their crops. They are forbidden. They are reserved. لَا يَطْعَمُهَا إِلَّا مَنْ نَشَاءَ بِزَعْمِهِ. From this field or crop, nobody can eat anything except they had a list of their own. Only they can have these things. And likewise, some of the cattle. وَأَنْعَامٌ حُرِّمَتْ ظُهُورُهَا. And they also fixed some cattle whose backs were forbidden. Forbidden from either to travel on their backs, to ride them, or carrying loads. No, these animals, they are dedicated to such and such idols, to such and such gods and goddesses. Now you can't touch them. وَأَنْعَامٌ لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا إِفْتِرَاءً عَلَيْهِ. And then they had fixed certain cattle. We can't take the name of Allah by sacrificing them. Because we have devoted them to such and such gods and goddesses. Now Allah's name cannot be taken. All these things were concocted. إِفْتِرَاءً عَلَيْهِ. They had concocted these things, invented these things. But then they were saying that these things are from Allah. سَيَجْزِيهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will very soon recompense them, reward them, punish them from what concoctions they were doing. وَقَالُوا مَا فِي بُطُونِ هَذِي الْأَنْعَامِ خَالِصَةٌ لِذُكُورِنَا. Another one. And they say that whatever is in the wombs of these cattle, sheep or she goats or she cow, قالوا ما في بطون هذه الانعام خالصة لذكورنا. It is exclusively for our males. ومحرم على ازواجنا. It is forbidden. Our wives cannot take it, cannot eat from it. وان يكون ميتة, and if it is born dead, فهم فيه شركاء, then both of them, male and female, could eat it. سيجزيهم وصفهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will very soon recompense them for all these things, allegations that they have made against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu hakeemun aleem. Verily, He is all wise, all knowing. قَدْ خَتَرَ الَّذِينَ Now there are the comments of these superstitions of theirs. قَدْ خَتَرَ الَّذِينَ قَتَلُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ. People who kill their own offspring to please the idols of gods and goddesses, they have thrown themselves in loss. The very enemy, without any authority, without any knowledge, without any documentary knowledge. وَحَرَّمُوا مَا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ. They have deprived themselves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Allah had given them a son, a daughter, and they presented it and sacrificed it at the altar of some god and goddesses. اِفْتِرَاعْنَ اللَّهِ. And again it is an iftira, a concoction. And they are attributing it to Allah. فَضَّلُّوا وَمَا كَانُوا مُفْتَدِينَ. They have gone astray. And they were not the people rightly guided. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ. And it is He who raised up gardens, supported and unsupported. The trees, the plants of grapes, they are supported. They can't go, they can't stand by themselves. مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَغَيْرُ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ. And there are others which don't need any support. وَالنَّخْلَ. And the date palm. وَالزَّرْعُ. And the crop yielding different types of مُخْتَلِفَ الْأُكُلُهُ. Different types of edibles. وَالزَّيْتُونَ. And the olive. وَالرُّمَّانَ. And the pomegranate. مُتَشَابِهِ وَغَيْرَ مُتَشَابِهِ. And they are similar to each other also and different from each other also. كُلُهُ مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ. Eat of their fruit إِذَا أَثْمَرَ. When they are bearing fruit. وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَسَادِهِ. And you must pay the due from that on the very day of the harvest. When you have harvested the fruit, on the same day, one-tenth or whatever you have been fixed, you give it for Allah, you give it for charity. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. But don't be extravagant. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah doesn't like the extravagant people. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ, the words which come in the beginning of the previous ayah, they are implied here also. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا. And it is He who has raised from among the cattle, حَمُولَةً, the big animals who are the beasts of burden. They can carry loads, the camel and the horse and the mule, etc., etc. وَفَرْشًا, and smaller ones who are to be slaughtered for eating. كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Go and eat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خَطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow in the footsteps of Satan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Verily, He is for you an open enemy. ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ. Again the same. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ. And it is He who has raised eight in pairs. These were the cattle usually who were being used either for carrying loads or whose meat or flesh was taken as food. So there are four pairs, eight in total. Eight in pairs. ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ. مِنَ الزَّعْنِ اثْنَانِ. Two from the sheep, the he sheep and the she sheep. وَمِنَ الْبَعْضِ اثْنَانِ. And two from the goat, he goat, she goat. قُلْ أَذَّكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. Now ask them, whether Allah has declared prohibited the two males or the two females? أَمَّا اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. Or what? Or He has declared or forbidden to eat what is contained in the wombs of the two females. نَبْلِعُونِي بِعِلْمٍ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Now tell this to me with knowledge, documented knowledge. Knowledge is authority. If you are true, in whatever you are thinking, what you are believing. Mu'min al-Iblis man, and in the same way, he raised among the camel also too. He camel, she camel. Mu'min al-Baqar is man, among the cow, oxen too, male and female. قُلْ آَذْ ذَكَرَانِ حَرَمْ عَمِلُونَ سَيَنْ Ask them, has Allah declared haram the two males or the two females? هَمْ لَكَمَلَكَ لَهِ عَرْحَامُ عَمِلُونَ سَيَنْ Or he has declared that which is contained in the womb of the two females. هَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءِ وَصَّاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا Were you present at that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you all these things? You say this is something from Allah. Were you present? If you were not present, do you have any documentary proof? Do you have any book? Any book which you claim to be revealed book? You have to bring forth. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ إِفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا So who is more evildoer than the one who concocts and forges a lie and attributes it to Allah? لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ So that to make people go astray. Without any knowledge, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ And Allah is not going to guide such evil doers to the right path. قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَىٰ طَاعِمٍ يَطْعَمُهُ Tell them, say to them, I don't find in whatever is being revealed to me anything prohibited to eat for an eater who is eating it except illah. Now what are the basic things which have been declared? Haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa an yakuna maytatan. Number one exception, animal is dead, so flesh of this dead animal is haram. Aw damam masfuhan. Or the blood which has flowed out. Damam masfuhan. If very small quantities of blood remains in the body, well, this is not haram. When you have done taqiyah, and the maximum blood can go out, still some blood can remain in the body. That is not haram. Which can be thrown out. أَوْ لَحْمَ خِنْزِيرٍ Number three, the flesh of the swine. فَإِنَّهُ رِجْسٌ Because it is foul in itself. فَإِنَّهُ رِجْسٌ It is in itself foul and impure. أَوْ فِسْقًا All the impious meat. وَهِلَّا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ Of the animal sacrificed for someone else other than Allah. It was a goat. It was a sheep. All okay. Halal, permissible. But it was sacrificed in the name of some other deity, some other god except Allah. Now it has become impious. فَمَنْ اِسْتُرَى غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَالٍ Even among these things, who is compelled? But two conditions. Neither craving for it, nor transgressing the limits. فَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ For such people, your Lord is forgiving and merciful. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفَرٍ And all those people who became Jews, who called themselves Jews, حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفَرٍ We had prohibited for them to eat all the animals who have undivided hoofs, just as horse, etc. The hoofs are one, not divided. وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ شُهُورَهُمَا And also even from the sheep, as well as the cows and oxen and calves, we prohibited upon them their fat. The fat was haram. Except, إِلَّا مَا حَمَلَتْ ظُهُورُهُمَا Whatever is sticking to their backs, أَبِ الْحَرَيَا Or with the intestines, lips. أَوْ مَقْتَلَتَ بِعَوْهُمْ Or which is mixed with the bones. But where there is fat, separate fat, that is haram, that was declared haram for them. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُ بِالْبَغْنِ But it was a penalty. We had given them the reward of this penalty due to their insolence. They were rebellious. Although this was actually not haram, it was halal, permissible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared it as a penalty upon them. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ And believe, whatever we are telling is correct and true. فَيْكَذَّبُوكَ Now, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they are belying you, if they are refuting you, فَقُلْ رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَعَصِيَةٍ Tell them, your Lord has very wide mercy. The mercy of your Lord embraces everything. But at the same time, وَلَا يُرَبُّ مَا صُوَى لِلْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرَمِينَ Punishment will also not be averted from the people who are guilty, who are sinful. So these two aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes must be kept simultaneously in mind. شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ رُنْتِقَابِ رَوْفَ الْرَحِيمِ and غَفُورِ These two aspects, they must be kept and borne in mind simultaneously. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا Now these people will say the last argument or the last plea that they can take. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ Now they will say, had Allah willed or wished, we couldn't have associated anything with Him. We are under His control. He is controlling everything. Nor our forefathers could have done this shirk. Nor we could have declared things unlawful without His permission. Then it has happened. So it means that it has the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the Lord, He is the controller. Nothing can happen here. You say no leaf can move without His permission. So everything, if it happened in the past, it has come to pass by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their argument. كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Such was the argument of the people who were before them. They ignore here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given options. إِمَّا شَاكِرَ وَإِمَّا كَفُورَ Every human being, it is open to him. He can go to the right path or to the wrong path. Had it not been there, there was no question of any testing. And then there could be no question of any rewarding or punishing. So this is the basic philosophy. Hatta zaku baasana until they tasted our punishment and chastisement. Qul hal indakum min ilmi. Now this is the counter attack. Ask them, is with you present any knowledge? Any documentary knowledge? Can you produce? Tukhrijuhu lana, which you can present before us that this is the book. Wrongly or rightly, we were told that this is the divine book. And it is written in this book, all these laws. They didn't have any book whatsoever. All were superstitions only. هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَكَ إِنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ No. You are following nothing except your own conjecture. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُصُونَ And you are doing nothing except guessing. It's all guesswork. It's all the creation of your imagination and nothing else. قُلْ فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ Now, this argument. Tell them, now the argument is in the favor of Allah. If you can't produce any book, any document, now who wins the argument? فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ The conclusive argument is now in favor of Allah. فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ Had He so wished, He could have all of you on the right path. But He has given you the option. Even now, if you don't believe, then okay, no, don't believe. Go your way. Another alternative. If you don't have any written proof, any documentary proof of what you are saying, there can be another alternative. قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا Okay. Bring forth the witnesses from amongst you who can testify to it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared these things to be haram. فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا It was hoped that none of them will take this courage. But it is said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا If Suppose someone of them comes, you know, and says, yes, I am a witness to it. La fala tashamma'ahum. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't be a witness to it. Wala tashamma'i ahwal ladina kazzabu bi ayatina. And you don't follow the wishes and the whims of the people who are denying and belying our revelation. Wal ladina la yu'minuna bil akhirati. Wahum bi rabbihim ya'minun. And those who are denying the akhirah, the hereafter. This is the real disease. This is the real cause. They love this world and they want to keep out of sight, out of mind, the hereafter. If somebody has any idea of resurrection and hereafter and the accountability of the day of judgment, And then he will listen. He will be serious. He will ponder over things. But if he is just carefree, he has no idea. If he absolutely denies that there is going to be a resurrection, then you know, this is the basic disease. وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْمِنُونَ And that is why they are making or declaring other things or other people or other gods and goddesses equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this word يَعْمِنُونَ, it appeared in the first ayah also. الْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ Now what are the denotes? The main, you know, discussion of this surah has finished here. The beginning and the end. The similarity. Now the rest of the two sections, they are, so to say, the concluding remarks, final remarks. In a sermon, you know, a person who is giving a sermon, he goes to the right, to the left, he deals different aspects of this issue, and then, you know, he comes to the main issue again. So that the real thing which is to be impressed, it becomes absolutely clear. After all this discussion, now this is the essence. قُلْ تَعَلَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, I tell you, I narrate to you, this is the authority, you know. I narrate to you what your Rabb, your Lord has declared as prohibited for you. You have concocted these beliefs and these ideas and this creation of your own imagination and thinking, all these beliefs and rules, etc., etc., having no proof, no documentary proof, no intellectual basis, but now I tell you. What is the real deen? This is the basis of the deen of Allah. And here if you can count, these are the 10 commandments of Quran. Number 1. Allah tushriku billah shaya. Don't associate with Allah as a partner or equal in any respect. Neither in his person, nor in his attributes, nor for that matter in his rights, nor for that matter in his authority. 4 aspects of shirk. Associating someone in the person of Allah. Associating someone, making declaring equal in some attribute of Allah. In some authority of Allah. In some right of Allah. Number 1. Take care of bil walidain ihsana. You have to do good. Behave gently to your parents. Number 3. Wala taqtulu awladakum min illah. Don't kill your offspring for the fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ It's we. We are providing you also. We shall provide them also. Don't think you are providing for your own self. Provider, Allah. He will provide for them also. Number 4. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ Don't go near the indecencies. The open, shameful acts, don't go near them. Whether they are openly done, committed, or secretly. Number 5, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ Don't assassinate, don't kill, don't murder any human being, any human soul, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be haram, إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ except in the course of law, in the course of justice. If somebody has killed someone, maybe he is also killed for him. In the nafs of the nafs. But without that, without any cause, you know, not killing any human being. Number 6. Zalikum wasaqum. This is not number 6. These 5 things have been added here. Zalikum wasaqum. This is la'allakum ta'qilun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things He has enjoined upon you so that you may think and you may ponder, you may understand that these are the basis of human society and social order. Number 6, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَعَلَى الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ Don't go near the property of the orphan, but in the best way. Don't try to eat it up before he becomes, you know, he comes of age, he becomes mature. حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ Till that time that he reaches his puberty and he becomes a mature person. Number 7, وَعُفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ 7 and 8, Fill the mirror when you are bearing something and you are selling something by mirror, fill the mirror. Balmizana. And you know, give the full weight. Number 8, they'll fit with justice. We are not going to hold responsible anybody, any soul, except according to his capacity. We are not going to charge anyone, any soul, but according to his capacity. And number 9, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَىٰ. If you say something, if you are giving a verdict in any dispute, then it should be just. Do justice. Although the concerned party might be related to you, but you are not going to do any favor. You have to be just. And last but not the least, and you may say, this is the most important, the most comprehensive. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. And fulfill the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just recall the first ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. عَقْد الْعَهْد. Just the same. عَقْد الْعَهْد. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. And all the covenants you have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill them. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّابِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon you, so that you may be reminded. So actually this is the basis of deen. You have just forgot all these things. Your all malpractices in your dealings with human beings. But you know, you are very sensitive about these things. This animal is haram. Look, I can't ride it. So the flesh of this animal I can't take. And these superstitions, as I told you last night, they haunt the people even after coming to believe. Because they have very deep roots in the subconscious minds of the people, of the nation. We, most of us who have converted to Islam from Indian background, we have sin. You know, because they had a belief that a person dies, you know, his soul coming over to the house, they will run away for 3 days, then you know, you give some charity. And then it will run away. So they were doing Tija, third day, you know. And we are doing Soyam. We just, you know, translated Tija into Soyam. It's from Hindi, it was Persian. So actually it's the same thing. The same custom, the same superstition. But if the poor soul is coming to your house, what it is going to do to you? Let it enjoy, you know, the company of the beloveds, the sons and the daughters and maybe wife, etc., etc. You want to make him run off. But for you, then you have to feed some people. You know, the clergy, when religion becomes a profession, they need something to eat and the best things to be, you know, offered in eating. And this is what happens everywhere. So these are the things, you know, they haunt these nations even after they have changed their creed, they have changed their beliefs, but these things, they have deep roots in subconscious mind, into their psyche. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. And declare, O Muhammad, this is my path, which is very straight. These 10 things. The 10 commandments of Torah are very important. And here I have counted for you 10 commandments of Torah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is my path, which is absolutely straight. So follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. And don't follow other paths. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. They will scatter you away from the path of Allah. This is the only path. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. We ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every rak'ah of our prayer, Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman. This is my path, the straight path. Fattabi'u wa la tattabi'u subula. Fatafarraqa bikum an sabili zalikum basaakum bihi la'allakum tattaqoon. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon you so that you may have real taqwa. So that you may be saved from the fire of hell. So actually, this is for you. You are to benefit this, from this, you know. Not that Allah gave something. ثُمَّ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ تَمَامًا عَلَى الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ. And then we gave the book to Moses also. And to complete for the person who wanted to do good. Whosoever wants to go on the right path. Torah was a guide to him. But تَفْسِيرًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And all details were discussed in that. وَخُدًا. And it was a guidance. وَرَحْمَةً. And a mercy. لَعَلَّهُمْ لِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. So that they should believe in the meeting with Allah. Now this is most crucial. This akhirah, this returning towards Allah. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is most fundamental. If we have the belief in it, then we shall be very serious regarding all the things. We'll think twice before doing something. What will happen on the day of judgment? I have to go and meet my Lord. And I have to stand before Him. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَعَنَّقْتَ عَلِ الْحَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ أَهْلِ الْبَعْوَىٰ. Who has been fearing that a day has to come. There will be an hour, the fixed hour, the appointed hour, أَفْسَاهُ, when I will be resurrected. And I will have to stand before my Lord for the grand accountability of the day of judgment. If this fear is there, his behavior will be okay. He will think twice before even uttering a word. Will I be able to justify this word on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That I could say this. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. And now after Moses, whom we gave Torah, this is the book that we have sent down. هَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. It's most profound. It can bring all the good which is inherent in your nature. Bring forth. It will just as the water from the rain water can bring forth the hidden prayers of the earth. In the same way, the hidden prayer within you, the divine soul within you, the divine spark, as some of the Western philosophers use this term, divine spark in man. There is a divine spark. So that divine spark of within you, it can bring it forth, it can develop it. So this is the book, most profound. هَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow it now. وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And have taqwa of Allah. Try to save yourself from His displeasure, so that you can be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does mercy upon you. أَن تَقُولُوا. This is a very important ayah. Just as we had the people of the book were addressed. أَن تَقُولُوا. Lest you should say on the day of judgment that no Bashir and no Nazir came to us. No. 600 years passed. No Bashir, no Nazir came to us. Now, فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ. In the same way, the pagan Arabs are here addressed. أَن تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ الْكِتَابُ عَلَىٰ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Lest you should say that the book was given and sent to two parties before us. The book was given to the Jews, Torah. Another book was given to the Christians, Injil. We were not given any book. So that could be the basis of a plea that you can take on the day of judgment. وَإِنْ كُنَّا عَنْ دِرَاسَتِهِمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. We were not aware of their teachings and their, you know, readings and learnings. We were a different nation. They were a different nation. Book was given to them. They are accountable. But we were not given any book. So we are not accountable. أَنْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ الْكِتَابُ عَلَىٰ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. وَإِنْ كُنَّا عَنْ دِرَاسَتِهِمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. أَوْ تَقُولُوا لَوْ أَنَّا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْكِتَابَ لَكُنَّا أَهْدَى مِنْهُمْ. Or you might say on the day of judgment, that had the book been given to us, we would have been much more rightly guided than they. You can say it. Because it's a conditional sentence. Had the book been given to us, we wouldn't have proved to be like Jews or the Christians, that they didn't fulfill their obligations towards that book. If it was given to us, we would have been ahda, more rightly guided than them. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. The possibility of all these pleas and all these lame excuses finished when this book has come to you. Now the bayyana has come to you from your Lord. And what is bayyana? Just recall the first ayah of Surah Al-Bayyana. لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. And what is بَيِّنَةُ? رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو صُحُفًا مُطَهَّرَةً فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. So this بَيِّنَةُ has now come to you. This بَيِّنَةُ had come to the Bani Israel, to the sons of Israel. This بَيِّنَةُ had come to the Christians or the Jews. Actually, Hazrat Masih alayhi salam was also sent for the Jews basically. So this bayyana came to them. You could have said, well, no bayyana came to us. How are we being accounted against? No. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى. And the guidance, وَرَحْمَةً. And the mercy. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. So now, who is more evil doers? than the one who belies the revelations of Allah. Instead of accepting them, benefiting from them, following them, they are denying, refuting, rejecting. وَقَدَفُ عَنْهَا And they are turning away from them. فَنَجِّ الَّذِينَ يَصْرِفُونَ عَنْ آيَاتِ النَّاسُ وَالْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْرِفُونَ Very soon we shall put these people who are turning away from our revelations due to this turning away to a very bad, a very grievous punishment we shall give to them. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Now what are they waiting for? All the things have been made clear to them. All their objections have been cleared. All arguments have been given to them. Everything has been clarified. Now what are they waiting for? Why are they not accepting this book of Allah and accepting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Are they waiting for the angels to come? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ Or they are waiting for the Lord to come himself? Now just recall here the ayah of Surah Al-Fajr. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا On the day of judgment, surely, Allah will also descend. And all the malaika will be standing over there in the divine court. There will be the chief justice of the day of judgment. مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ He will be there before the eyes. So actually, are they waiting for the day of the judgment? These words mean this. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ Or some signs of your Lord come. Now these signs, you know, have been given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his prophecies. Signs of Qiyamah. Alamatu Sa'ah. You can find full chapters in the books of Ahadith under this title. When those signs of Qiyamah, clear signs will come, then it will not be possible for anybody to benefit from Iman. Now the doors will be closed. يَوْمَ يَعْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ The day when these signs from your Lord will come to you, لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ Now no soul will be able to benefit from Iman, from believing at that time, who had not believed before. أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا Or who had not earned any good deeds in his belief. Only believing means nothing. Unless you are doing also good deeds. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ قُلْ انْتَظِرُوا Again the same challenging attitude. So okay, go on waiting. إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ We are also waiting. Now we shall see which way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to decide. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا Verily those who have split up their deen, divided their deen, and they have become sects. لَقْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't have to do anything with them. Because they have divided their deen. You know what happened? Deen was Islam. Deen of Ibrahim, Islam. But you know the Jews took away a branch. Now this is Judaism. Again the deen of Islam coming, the Christians took a branch to the other side, this becomes Christianity. This deen of Islam has now been perfected in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we found in the last surah, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Fatafarraqa bikum an sabeelihi. Now people who have separated their ways from this right path, oh Muhammad, you have to do nothing with them. Ilallah. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ Their matter is with Allah. He will decide. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ And then He will inform them what they were doing. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا Whosoever will bring a good deed on the day of judgment, he will be given tenfold in reward. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ And whosoever brings a bad deed, فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا He will not be punished but equal to that one bad deed. وَهُمْ لَا يُسْلَمُونَ They will not be wronged. قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Now this is a very beautiful ayah. Proclaim, O Muhammad, and let us also proclaim in the same tone and in the same way. إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Certainly my Lord has guided me to the right path, to the straight path. دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا The straight deen. And that is the creed of Ibrahim. who was absolutely free from all sin, very pure and upright person. وَمَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from among the associators. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Proclaim again, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and proclaim each one of you, O Muslim, that my prayers as well as my sacrifices, and in the same way my life and my death, all are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the world. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبَّنْ. And now a searching question. Do you want me that I should seek any another Lord instead of Allah? قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبَّنْ وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And He is the Lord. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ وَمُرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Nobody, there is no associate with Him. And to this I have been commanded. And I am the first of all who submit to Him. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبَّنْ. Tell them, ask them, do you want me to seek another Lord except Allah? وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He is the Lord of everything. لَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا. All the souls are earning whatever they are earning. They are not earning except of their own themselves. وَلَا تَذِرُ وَعَذِلَكُمْ مِنْهَا أُخْرَى. And no soul will carry the load of another soul. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Then to your Lord is going to be your return. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And then He will tell you, and He will inform you in what things you had been differing. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ. And it is He who made you the successors and vicegerents in the earth. وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. And He has made you over some others, some of you over the others in ranks. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. So that He may test you. He may try you. He may put you to test in what He has given you. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily your Lord is very swift in reckoning, in taking the account, and swift in giving the punishment. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And verily and certainly, He is غَفُور, forgiving, and رَحِيمٌ, merciful. Again the two aspects, the attributes of Allah. He is سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ and He is غَفُور رَحِيمٌ. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.